I just want to say to start off here, and I got to know this man at a couple Special Olympic events, and I just want to say on behalf of the Houston Texans, you know that the city of Houston lost one of its sports broadcasting legends last night with Bob Allen losing his fight to cancer. So I just want to express our condolences to his family and friends and to everybody here that was friends with him. I know he was here forever, and, you know, I got a chance to meet him a few times at Special Olympics events, and just a great man, and so very sorry to hear that news. So with that, I'll open it up to questions.
Bill, what do you think about Kubiak as a coach and what he did last year?
Well, I think he's a great coach. I think that anytime you win a Super Bowl as a head coach, like, it's hard enough to win one game in this league. And so you go out there and you win a Super Bowl, you know, I think that says a lot about you as a coach. And so I think he's an excellent coach, excellent offensive coach, obviously has a great understanding of defense, great understanding of his team. And so it's a big challenge for us.
Bill, there have been a couple times this year, the first two drives against the Titans where you guys went down and scored two touchdowns straight.
Yeah.
And then the end, fourth quarter against Indianapolis when the offense has worked really,
yep,
really well. Is there any unifying theme there that you guys can look at to draw from?
Yeah, it's first down. You know, I think if you look back at those drives, you're exactly right. And we're trying to find the consistency there. We found it. You know, we feel like we find it in practice every week, you know, but, you know, obviously the games are different than practice. And I think the common theme, though, with those drives that you're talking about was those drives started with a positive play. Even if it's just a four-yard gain at second and six relative to a two-yard loss, now it's second and 12, the chances of you having a successful drive when you have a second and 12 as your second play of the drive are minimal. So I think we have to really pay attention to first down and getting off to a good start on the drive. Once we get off to a good start, everybody's into a rhythm. The play caller, the quarterback, the line, you know, everybody. So I think that's a big part of it.
And then this obviously dumbs it down completely, but the previous 2 years when Keenan would come in or T.J. Yates would come in and you didn't have much time to work with them, you would simplify the offense. Has there been any success if things are simplified with Brock, or is there no correlation there?
I think that's a good question. I think, you know, when we talk about simplifying the offense, like when we had Case in here, you know, we brought him in and yeah, maybe we weren't as expansive as we would have been with somebody that had been with us for a whole year. But, I mean, as I remember, we were playing Baltimore, and we had to do enough to – because Baltimore was really good on defense. And so, I think the deal is, and the same thing with TJ, I think that the deal is in this league with the multiplicity on defense, you just never really know what you're going to get on a week-to-week basis, on a play-to-play basis. You try to narrow it down with your study during the week, and you try to make the best decision possible. Because of that, your quarterback, your offensive players have to understand, hey, look, it could be this play or it could be that play. And as long as you can make the language of that pretty simple, so they're not speeches, then I think after that the players have it down. And I think that's what we've tried to do over the years, is just try to eliminate some of the unnecessary verbiage in the play call, but in essence still call the play out on the field. Let the players play it. And sometimes that takes a while. Sometimes it looks good. Other times it doesn't look good, and that's what we have to fix. We have to get this thing more consistent.
Bill, how is Kareem coming along? Do you think that he could be out there Monday? And is Jeff Allen still in the protocol?
Jeff Allen, you know, I'm not sure about that, Aaron. I expect both of those guys to be ready Monday night, though.
Bill, over these six games, how do you think Brock has managed himself in games, dealing with the ups and downs of what's happening within each game over these 6 weeks?
Oh, I think he does a really good job with that. I think the guy's got a good demeanor. I think he's calm. I think he's focused. I'm sure there's some times where it's eating him up inside, you know, when we're not moving the ball and he wants to do well for his team. But I don't think he ever shows that. And I think that he's got a really good demeanor on the sideline. He understands what we're coaching him, what he's seeing. And I think there's a case in point of that in the Indianapolis game. I mean, you know, if you're a guy that's losing your poise, you're going to have a hard time coming back in that game. A guy that keeps his poise, hangs in there with the ups and downs, that's a guy that has a chance to bring his team back, and that's what happened.
You mentioned Case. Last time Kubiak came in here with his offense, you guys beat Baltimore. What is the key to stopping that offense, and does it start with the run?
Yeah, you know, you're talking about two different teams there. You know, he was the coordinator in Baltimore, not the head. I mean, totally different scenario. But I will say this. They, in Denver, I think they do an excellent job of running the ball. I mean, I think that they have a really good scheme. They coach it really well. They've got a good offensive line, good back. C.J. Anderson's a very good back, very tough to tackle. Good tight ends, guys that can block the edge. So I think stopping the run, which is something that we talk about every week with every team, and we need to do a better job of it. But I think stopping the run with Denver is a big key.
Bill, during the week when you're preparing for someone like Von Miller that needs extra attention, maybe a chip or a tight end or something like that, how do you balance giving him that help, giving your quarterback or your line that help, and also not letting it impede on what you want to do offensively?
You don't even think about letting it, whatever, because Von Miller's going to impede on you offensively if you don't help, if that makes sense. So you have guys like Von Miller, obviously J.J. Watt. You know, there's other guys throughout the league. You just do your best to not let them ruin the game.
During training camp, and it's obviously going to be a process with Osweiler. You know, he's not a 10-year starter, but it seemed like he was always on track. And, you know, big picture, you're always pretty pleased with him. And then obviously during the season, it's been up and down and a struggle at times. Is he, and you with the quarterback situation, are you guys not where you want to be? Or is he doing everything he needs to do? And then whether it's the play calling, the game planning, that's been the struggle. How do you break that down?
Yeah, no, I think it's a good question. I think, look, you know, offensively, we want to be farther ahead than we are right now. But as far as Brock's concerned, like, the guy does everything. I mean, he's prepared. He's in here early, stays late. I'm not really sure there's much more he can do off the field. Can everybody play better? Can everybody coach better? No question. I think that when we've played well, it's looked pretty good. But it just hasn't been enough. But it's been good enough to be 4-2. Not that that's an unbelievable record. I get it. But, like, you know, first place in your division. Got a long way to go here. Not a bad start. A little bit better than 1-4 and 2-5. So I think that, you know, we're on the right track, but it has to become more consistent. Not just one player, though. It's the coaching. It's the 11 guys on offense. You know, we had a film session yesterday where we watched every single play of the Indianapolis game. And we went through every position. Every player, hey, look, this is really good. Hey, but this play right here is not as good, and this is why, and this is what we got to do to improve. Hey, this is a bad play call right here. My fault. You know, we got to call a better play here. You know, we're all in it together. And so if we're all pulling the same rope, I think eventually you'll see it become more consistent. It has to be. In order for us to be where we want to go, we know that. We know that we have to play better offensively.